Hello and welcome to To Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron Jordan Peterson. That's me. And I've got Silly Putty in my hand, so if you see me working with my hands a lot, it's what I'm doing. So, yeah, and we're here with Lisa. How you doing, Lisa?
Hi, I'm doing all right. Just enjoying some warmer temperatures and the snow. It is snowing here.
Is it? Oh, it was snowing here this morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were in that cold snap for what, about a week and a half for sure.
Yeah, about that.
I mean, and for us, it really wasn't a big deal. I mean, it sucks. Like, don't get me wrong. It's not like we're jumping in and being like, yay!
Yeah.
But, for some reason, we're like, whatever. This is how it is. It doesn't last long. We just got to suffer through it. It's usually maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And, but then you see what's going on in Texas and all the South, and you're like, you want to make fun of them. I know that you do, you kind of, because they usually make fun of us. But in this case, it's like, I feel like we'll be able to make fun of them later. I don't want to do it too much right now. Like, there's little chuckles here and there. The chuckle jokes are fun, but like, there's some where it's like people are literally. There's struggles going on. I mean, they have no heat in this kind of situation. They don't really know. They're not prepared. When they're losing power all the time, they don't get it. I mean, because they don't have an infrastructure that is set for, like, we are up here.
Right.
You know, so it's interesting. And so I'm like, I don't want to sound unkind in that situation, but it does kind of, the irony is there, you know?
Yeah. Well, and like, you know, I was talking to my mom and that's, you know, the chuckle joke. I was like, it's funny that 20 degrees in Duluth, Minnesota, and people are lining up at the car wash. And then 20 degrees in Texas is a natural disaster, national emergency.
Yeah.
And it puts you into perspective of how different as far as like people being acclimated in like the region really is. My cousin lives down in Texas. So
I have an aunt in Texas. Yeah.
Is she okay?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I saw her post on Facebook and I sent her a message. She doesn't really message well and I don't know her phone number to call her. I mean, I suppose I could get that from my mom, but it's just it's a whole rigmarole. But so most of the time I send her a Facebook message. I know she checks Facebook, so I just see what's going on there.
Maybe no news is good news, probably.
Well, and I saw that she posted and it looked like she was like fine with someone else, so.
Good. Well, good. As long as,
yeah. So,
it is scary and it's sad. Very sad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember living in Duluth when the flood happened there.
Oh my gosh, 2012.
Yeah, that was such an interesting thing to happen. I lived up on 5th Street and 8th Avenue. No, 5th. Yes, 5th Street and 8th Avenue.
Okay.
Yes, right up by from the Whole Foods Co-op.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, I was watching the water just flow down the streets. And I said there was some sinkholes down at the bottom by Sir Ben's.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So and bad.
It was terrifying to see. I remember we called off work. I was an activities assistant at St. Anne's. And we all kind of just called off doing anything because we didn't want people traveling if they didn't need to. So,
Yeah.
And so I just went into work and we just put on a movie for the residents because.
Sure.
The activity.
What else can you do? I mean, when the zoo animals are going down Grand Avenue.
Right.
Excuse me.
Oh my God. It was, I mean, and that wasn't worth it for Obama to step in with FEMA stuff.
No, neither was, obviously he wasn't president when it happened, but the storm of 91,
mm-hmm.
the snowstorm, like that wasn't, I mean, I guess I was kind of young. I don't know that it was designated as a natural disaster, you know, because
it shut down more than COVID did for a short period of time. Like,
yeah, we still went trick or treating. Better believe that.
Nothing stopped that. I remember Yeah, there was a year that there was so much snow, in our yard that like my brothers and I would walk down a like it, I with how tall we probably were, it was pretty high, up to our like waistline, maybe even a little bit higher of snow that we'd have to walk through to get to the bus.
Wow. It's your house this time.
You can hear that? Oh, dang it.
Yes, I can. But yeah, you're like walking down a hallway of snow.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. But yeah, so last week I kind of mentioned that we should talk a little bit about a story for each week, kind of do like a diary entry, if you will. So, you said you kind of had something, a little bit of a share. So,
Yeah, I'm actually super excited about it. So, about a month ago, I bought two movie tickets for, I know, crazy, huh? So I'm a part of this group. It's called Twin Ports Horror Society,
oh yeah.
and the admin rents out the cinema.
Okay.
You can rent it out and bring a DVD and however many people they're allowed to have in there and, play the movie. And so each month he's been doing, let's we vote, and
Is it
then
Jody?
is it who?
Is it Jody Chiava that does it?
No, it's his name's Corey.
Oh, okay.
I for do not know why I can't think of his last name, but
Yeah.
Jezerski, Corey Jezerski. Okay,
Okay.
but yeah, so they always do one movie that people vote on, and then they do, for a double feature, they do a surprise movie. Well, last night, the movie was from the 90s. It's called Freaked. And it's kind of gives off the vibe of, like, I mean, it's a 90s B movie, like Toxic Avenger, kind of in that trauma
Okay.
category, but not.
Okay.
And one of the guys in the group actually knows the writer director and had a beginning. They like did an interview, or like they did like guest spots before the movie. And the guy that plays Ted from Bill and Ted is the main character, and they even got him on, like, giving a shout out to the TPHS. So that was super cool.
Nice.
The movie was really weird, really funny, really strange.
Okay.
It's about the evil Dennis Quaid is in it.
Oh, God.
Dennis Quaid, Brooke Shields, the guy that plays Ted, I can't think of his name. So it's got like a really weirdly decent cast.
Guy that plays Ted,
And
what?
the guy that plays Ted from Bill and Ted, I don't remember his name.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyhow, yeah. So Dennis Quaid plays the he runs a freak show.
Okay.
But it's he actually makes the freaks and mutants, whatever. Sorry, I am getting way off topic of my story. So, well, sort of. So then the second movie, the surprise movie, was the Leprechaun 4, which is Leprechaun in Space.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I do not recommend it
No, I've
personally.
seen that one actually.
I've seen the first one with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
I missed the two in the middle. And then I've seen the fourth one now. I do not have an appreciation for the Leprechaun franchise. I would much rather watch Willow.
Oh my God, we're gonna watch Warwick Davis. Yeah.
Yeah, much rather watch Willow with Warwick Davis. The tongue-in-cheek, like, it's just like the dirty dad joke humor,
Oh, they went on with those movies and went into like Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yes, like, how?
They
Because
did
I was like, Jason in Space, Jason X, like,
it. My God, I secretly loved that movie.
I did not,
I
like,
kind of.
I can appreciate it now more than I did when it came out. My favorite, one of my favorite scenes is when he's in the, like the holograms with the camp,
Oh.
like it looks like Camp Crystal Lake, and he sticks the girl in the sleeping bag and beats her to death against the tree. Like,
Anyway, so.
so that was last night, and my date was the best date on the whole planet.
Oh.
I got to go on a date with Rara. Yes.
We need to get her on this show sometime.
Agreed. Agreed. So I haven't seen her in years,
Yeah.
at least two or three. And
Okay.
the last time I saw her, she was bartending at the keyboard, and I was in no condition to be like, "Hi, friend," because I was like, "Hi, friend," And so yeah, she picked me up, and she bought these really cool masks for us. They have a ton of different horror characters on them, and they came with filters and the whole shebang. And so that's another one I get to add to my collection. And we got there, and had our candy and our soda, and watched two incredibly ridiculous, scary movies together. And just we caught up, and it was hilarious. And I'm telling you, she has not changed a bit.
I
She
love
is just, I love her so much. I just love her. So that was the highlight of my week.
Oh, do I have a highlight of my week? That's a good way to put this. Highlights of the week. I mean, I guess my biggest highlights are that some healthy choices that I've been making in my diet have allowed me to still enjoy some of the delicious treats in life too now, because I've made sure to try and watch exactly the portions that I'm deciding to eat rather than, I mean, like I could make a whole box of Velveeta shells and cheese and eat that all myself.
Same.
And that's not what I should be doing.
That's not what anybody should be doing.
But I do it, and so I've been trying really hard to make healthier choices. So today, because I was doing healthier choices, I got to have brunch with a friend of mine. We had biscuits and gravy.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah, and we were gonna do mimosas, but we were too late to get to the, or we were too early to get to the liquor store actually. And by that, yeah, we would have had to wait a half an hour, and by that, and we were already done running our errands. So we didn't want to do anything more. So we just, whatever. We just went home and watched RuPaul and ate our biscuits and gravy and had orange juice.
That sounds delightful.
Oh, it's still great. It's just, I mean, with brunch, the only thing that we look forward to at the brunch is the fact that it's appropriate to drink at that time.
It is. It is. Oh, and I also got to spend the afternoon with my nephew today.
Aw,
And
fun.
I mean, you guys know, I mean, anybody who knows me knows that he's the love of my life. He's just my little pickle face.
I've been enjoying I have Gear VR, like for my VR.
Yep.
Yeah, so I connect my phone to turn it into a VR thing, and Amazon Prime has an app on there so you can watch your Prime stuff on VR.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so anything that's available on Prime,
Yep.
watch. And so I've been watching The Expanse.
Oh, how
But
is that?
oh, I love it. It's good. But
Ooh.
I'm kind of paused on that right now because I just watched this last week. It was Motherland, Fort Salem. So yeah, it's on Hulu. It's a free form show. It is kind of an alternate reality of what would have happened if, like, during the Salem witchcraft trials, witches made a deal with the humans and stuff, and decided to fight their wars for them. So now in this world, the witches are the United States Army, and it is a female dominant society. Yeah,
Cool.
it's very interesting, and there's a lot of like there's a terrorist organization called the Spree, which are a whole bunch of witches that basically feel like they're slaves to this ideal that this is the only way they can exist is by military.
Yeah.
So, it's really interesting. So I highly recommend, if anyone's looking for or looking for anything to watch, check out Motherland Fort Salem.
I might have to do that. Come on.
If but you don't have Hulu.
But I have ways to get things.
True.
For
True.
now, at least.
Yeah. Now, another thing I've been doing this week is I catch up on a lot of my YouTubers, and one of my favorite YouTubers is Caleb Marshall, aka the Fitness Marshall. If you've never checked him out on YouTube, check him out. His Fitness Marshall routine stuff is a whole business on cardio pop star stuff. Like, he was obsessed with Britney and all these different pop stars. And yeah, he and his friends just started doing these videos that were cardio friendly, doing dance to like kind of pop star dance and stuff to Britney Spears songs and different divas and stuff.
Oh,
And
neat.
yeah, and then he also has a vlog where he talks about his mental health. And
Oh.
He's been talking about his ADHD and his anxiety and depression a lot lately. And it's really interesting because he's about 10 years younger than us. So it's fascinating when you see that generation, one after us, is so much more bold at talking about their mental health than we are. And we're a little bit bolder than the generation before us too, but the generation before us was the type that was saying, no, you can't talk about that kind of stuff out in public. Oh my gosh, don't want to know your personal business like that. Oh my God,
Right.
you got it.
Just suck it
Laundry.
up.
Yeah, no way. You can't show that as a sign of weakness. What?
Yep.
So with me though, it's like I've been relating to his story a lot. It's the story I always want to kind of talk about, how what sucks is, in my mind, I know that I have a problem with focus. I mean, sometimes that shows in this video. Like, I'll be like, what were we just talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do that a lot. I lose my train of thought because it's just constantly going. Like, my brain does not function like more like the majority of societies does. There's many like me, but I can only speak for me. And so with me, it's like continuous gears just running and running and running with no form of break. And so sometimes it gets a little bit focused on one thing and not what it should be focused on. Like,
Sure.
if I'm not interested in something, I won't focus on it. I mean, it's just
Oh.
not. I mean, that's how it's been. And even since high school, I did not
Yeah.
I did not focus on things that I did not find interesting, and I still can't. It's not that I don't want to. I've always I have an idea, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get to on this, I'm gonna do it, and it's gonna happen. But my biggest problem that I have is because of my anxiety, and ADHD and all those things, is I have a big problem with my triggers.
Sure.
And how I can be set off, especially in the last couple of years. I've been really vulnerable to my emotions. And so I can sometimes snap at people like that and just become a total different type of person, that people see me as this friendly and amazing person, but it's like in my mind, I'm like, no, I am a terrible person. I am not a good person. I continuously tell myself that because I hurt people's feelings sometimes. I mean, for
Yeah.
every person that tells me that they're inspired by me and that I do, that they want to be in, like they think that it's great that I'm able to like share my story and be so vulnerable and be myself in a community like this. For every person there is that validates how great I am, there's a person that finds me annoying or disgusting, or and so I'm always an emotional wreck because I don't really know who is who anymore sometimes.
Sure.
It's hard to trust who is a genuine person and who is not.
Yeah.
And then you kind of see, like, especially because I'm drawn to other people that are a lot like me, in the sense of extra, sure, very sensitive and emotional and very dramatic, like uber dramatic. Those are the type of people I'm drawn to. And so, I mean, we can explode like that, especially when we're in groups of it, like the drama. I mean, when two personality types, like a personality like my type and another personality type get together that are super similar, no, we cannot occupy the same space.
So it's too much? Too much muchness?
Too much.
Is your cup color changing?
Yes.
Hyper-colored cups. Remember hyper-colored t-shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that's very unimportant, but I just
had to No, ask. It's fine. It's like I kind of went off the rails a little bit about where I was trying to go with what I was trying to say. It's just mostly it's like I'm really tired of hurting people. I'm really tired of somehow something I say or something I do causes another person to feel some kind of emotional pain or trauma.
I feel like you're setting yourself up for an unreasonable expectation, though, because it doesn't matter. I was a horrible person. I can still be a horrible person, and I know that I am the villain in someone's story.
Yeah.
Whether talk to them or whether I don't talk to them, you know, I'm...
Yeah, it's just... And I get that, and I'm totally... I accept that. But there's that. But there's this other part of me that always wonders, wants to try and fix that, and sometimes I make it worse.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm cursed in so many ways because I'm stuck sometimes in a paradox world where I continuously wonder what that person's up to, and I want to reach out to that person and apologize for my side of this, the fight and stuff like that. But I know it's not really a wise decision because if they don't accept their part too and understand why I was upset with them as well, then we're not going to move forward. And I feel like a lot of times I end up going and apologizing to people and accepting their flaws, hoping that they'll accept mine, but they don't take acknowledgement of their flaws and their behavior in the situation. And therefore I'm stuck in another bomb of, okay, so now I'm just going to be the person that has admitted that I was an asshole. And this other person gets to be like, yeah, you were, but we can be friends again on my terms now.
Ew. I totally understand you, though. I really do. I understand completely.
I've had so many relationships like that.
Yeah. Well, and I think because I've been known to do that also. And then I've learned to kind of stop myself and be like, okay, am I reaching out to them for the sake of the friendship or for my own satisfaction?
Correct.
And a lot of times I end up not reaching out to those people.
And that, yeah, so sometimes, like, there's so many people who I feel like there's unresolved things that I just cannot get past. And I get stuck in this vortex of what if and thinking about different multiverse outcomes, you know, like, oh, but in my mind, they're always, oh, they'll understand and we'll go frolicking in the meadow being like, tra-la-la, because everything's A-okay and it's a happy ending. Like, movies lied.
Yeah. And you just described like every dysfunctional relationship I've ever had with the whole, like, I'm going to apologize and then they're going to be like, oh, we're good.
Yep.
But you're going to do it this way now.
Because now you've admitted that and I'm going to hold that over your head now because... Yeah. You've just given me the power in the relationship. And I'm not saying all relationships are like that, but I tend to be friends with the types of people who do that.
Yeah. See, I tend to be romantically involved with people that do that. I mean, yes, I do have friends that can do that as well, but I feel like we just talked about this a little bit.
Been in a relationship with anyone since because of how that happened. It's terrified me. I'm like, I always thought relationships are supposed to be a partnership. I didn't know they're supposed to be. I didn't know that. I'm like, oh no, wait, I want to be with this person, so I have to make sure that they're continuously happy, and they know that because I've upset them so many times and begged for their forgiveness so many times, and now they hold the power over me because if I don't do exactly how they want things to be done, then they're going to say, well, then I'm just going to leave you, and I'm just going to be brokenhearted and never know what to do ever again, so I'm just going to have to deal with this, and it's abuse.
Absolutely.
And that's, there's so much trauma behind everything. And it's sad because I still care deeply for that person who did that to me. But I let myself be punished for so long for how what I did to them.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what the trauma that goes in my mind still is a lot of times. I'm scared of losing friends. It's one of my biggest thing. I
Yeah.
don't, I mean, like we talk about me and you, how we've known each other for so long, you know, over half our lives.
Yeah.
And that's important to me because it's nice to know the people who, even though I don't talk to every single day, are still always there. I have so many of those people and I know that they're there, but it's like I always feel like I'm drifting in a different type of boat than everyone else is on the river of life. You know?
Well, that's not, I mean, do you feel like that's necessarily a bad thing, or does it just make
Well,
you feel disconnected?
I'm in a way both because it's like I feel like, okay, I get to have this interesting assignment in life. Like other people are going on the path that just keeps moving forward with some shaking, you know, that like no one's lives are perfect. I'm not saying
Right.
that or anything, but like how they're going, where mine, like somehow everyone else has done the whole phase of graduating high school, college, marriage, kids, blah, 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 keep going, house, you know, family. And stuff like that. That seems to be the way that the stream is going. Like, but
Sure.
for some reason, my boat likes to do it this way and that way and over. Oh, well, let's go around here a little bit and let's just sit here and dwell on where we just were at for a while.
Yeah, or instead of going this way, it goes this way. No, I completely understand. I mean,
And so. And sometimes when you are going down those hard currents and raging rapids, sometimes you're all by yourself in your boat while other people get to other people to hold on to them.
yeah.
Like that's how I feel a
Yeah.
lot of times. It's like I have amazing friends, I know amazing people in my life, but it doesn't make it any less lonely every day.
Very true. And that's the hard part about it being your life. Only you can do it.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people really understand that about me is like I don't know who sees me as what, but one thing I've had to really and start to really work on for myself was when I watched those specials I was telling you about, and things that we've talked about on social media. Like my favorite one lately is the version of me in your head is not my responsibility.
Yeah, your opinions of me are none of my business.
That, yeah, but I just like all those that the way of doing that is like when you really think
Yep.
about it that way is like I you know that is what I'm missing a lot of times because I am worried a lot of times about what people think of me, but I've started worrying less. Like with this podcast, I was hoping a year ago that oh my God, we're gonna have like thousands of listeners and we're gonna be super popular. Like,
Oh my God, yes.
I mean, that didn't happen. Not,
Right.
but am I disappointed? No, because I feel I'm still doing, I mean, I'm still working at it. And I know there are people listening to this because I see that. But
Right.
it's tough to know, like, it's still at that point, like, I kind of wish I knew what people thought about the show. because I'm not, I don't get a lot of feedback a lot of times.
Sure.
So
yeah, that I, that makes it hard too, because then you're just stuck in your head in this limbo of like, do they listen because they love it? Do they listen because they make fun of it? Do they listen? But then it's like, whatever, who cares? They're listening.
Yeah.
Which is, we're grateful for that. Very well, grateful for that.
And then this year too, I've started doing those new live shows. Like, and we're already 2 months in. 2 months that we've been doing those live shows every Wednesday. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, wow.
Well, I mean, you've missed the last couple, but yeah. And now I think we're going to do, me and Mike are doing Star Wars this week.
I saw that. I'm very excited.
And then I think you and I are talking about trying to get back together and doing them on Mondays. Too. But I think I'm going to keep the Wednesdays with the special guests as well. So
I think that's an awesome idea. And I would love to, but it's just time conflicting.
Oh, for sure. But I still think it's fun that we can do something. So we'll be starting in about a week or so. We'll be starting Mondays and we're going to be doing. And I've got some more surprises up my sleeves with that.
Oh, I love surprises. I love surprises.
I think, but thanks for sitting down and chatting with me today about how you feel, how we're feeling.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of liking our vibe for the show now, like a year later that we've liked this podcast. Wow. And so I'm excited for where we're going and I'm excited for what we're doing. And so, yeah.
Things are good.
Right. And don't forget,
we always have this.
Don't forget, listeners, you know, leave us some comments, some reviews, so we know what's going on. Tell us what you think. Tell us any, ask us some questions. We love answering questions.
Yeah. What do you want to hear about? What do you want us to talk about?
We have an Instagram page and a Facebook page. You can go on and do some commenting there. Engage, get a discussion going, so we have some things that we might share with you that we haven't shared yet that you might be interested in. And yeah, comment here under our YouTube channel, wherever you're listening, however you're listening. We're pretty much everywhere now, so
yes.
Yeah, we're like an infection.
Ew.
Well, I mean, it's kind of true. But I just wish we could be the pandemic kind that, like, infects a lot of people all at once in a good way.
Yes.
Did you just turn your camera off?
I didn't try to. Hello? Hello?
Well, we will end the show. And
oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I don't...
Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us and then going invisible.
Oh, hello! Not one.